This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And I'm going to play a couple of regular praise and worship songs. Well, the whole show is praise and worship songs, but these are not classified as Southern Gospel, as most of our show is, probably 95% Southern Gospel. But this is a beautiful song. And listen to the words by Casting Crowns. It's called The Well.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, as you are. When your last prayer is spoken, just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will that you're full of love beyond measure. Your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come. come to the well.
That's Casting Crowns, The Well. Here's a group called The 11th Hour. He Welcomes the Beggar. That beautiful, The 11th Hour, that's the name of the group. He Welcomes the Beggar. Here's Phil Driscoll. Here I Am to Worship.
This heart adore you, hope of a life. spend with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, you are my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake you became poor. Ooh, yeah. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down,
here I am gonna say
that you are my God. You're all together.
That's Phil Driscoll. Here I am to worship. Here we are to worship together. And this is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here are the Booth Brothers.
Welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more.
The tablecloths are red and white. The tea is sweet and cold. The lines are long for that good fried chicken and green bean casserole. Old folks all are fanning. The young kids are at play. The preacher asks the blessing. It's a scene that seems to say,
welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more.
We all feel like napping on a Sunday afternoon, but we stick around for a while to
sing some good old gospel tunes. Doesn't matter if the voices and the songs are new or old. There's something in the harmony that's speaking to my soul. Welcome to the family, you can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family, there's always room for more. When I count my blessings, it's easy to see my brothers and sisters that mean so much to me. I think about the many times they've kept me in their prayers, and the countless ways they've always shown me that they care. And I know they'll still walk with me no matter what's ahead. Yeah, so much more than just their words, their lives have always said. Welcome to the family, you can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. Oh, welcome to the family, you can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. There's always room for more.
The Booth Brothers and Welcome to the Family. What a great way to open up the Southern Gospel portion of our show. And I got a couple of shout-outs I want to do right away. A big God bless you. And a shout-out to Stephanie Preston, who is listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. Duetta Judy Merritt. Judy Merritt is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. She says, I'm here. And Jan Wilson is home from the hospital. I think she just got home. She said her daughter is here getting her situated. Thanks ever so much for the prayers. Well, there's more prayers coming, Jan. Thank you for letting us know and giving us an update. And I'm going to presume that the surgery was successful for you. We're going to praise God with you. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter in the garden.
Still
Jeff and Sherry Easter in the garden. Hey, I want to do a quick shout out to Brother Herschel Whitaker. You've heard me mention him many, many times. We love him dearly. He's 92 years young. He's a Korean War combat veteran, and we thank him for his service today and every day. Brother Herschel, I got one for you. Also, I want to do a shout out to Bobby and Diana Lyons. That's his kids, Diana, his daughter, and Bobby, his son-in-law. Here are the Statler Brothers. Farther Along.
Tempted and tried with all fate's wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never
touch me.
Many years he walked in darkness as he groped along the streets with his hands stretched out for pennies or just one bite to eat. It's the story of met Jesus on his way. With the master's touch, the man looked up as the scoffers heard him say,
somebody touched me, somebody touched me, I was blind, but praise his name, I now can see.
I really wasn't going to say anything because there's been a lot of talk tonight, and it's all been great. And I said, well, no. And the devil tried to tell me, said, you just get up there and sing. But I want to tell you something. I remember the day Jesus touched me. And I remember he changed my life completely. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, down on my knees in the backyard. The neighbors thought I had went slap crazy. Because I began to shout in the Lord and what he is doing in my life. And I thank God for that this evening. I know without a doubt that Jesus has touched me. One day he touched that crippled man. He made him walk again. Heaven, Master, he saw with pleasure that he had labored not in vain. But the story of that crippled man, who was bound by sin.
Yes, indeed. And the cathedral, Somebody Touched Me. I love that song. Sending the cathedrals out to Judy Merritt. Here's Perfect Hearts. Somebody Touched the Lord.
Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched.
That's Perfect Heart, Somebody Touch the Lord. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. This next song goes out to Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon down in Brighton, Tennessee. It's the Goodman Revival, Until You've Known the Love of God.
And its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's game, still you've known nothing. Until you've known God and His love. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has tried.
Goodman Revival, Until You've Known the Love. Going out to Kathy Parker down in Brighton, Tennessee. Here's Jason Crabb. Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kind? Now that I try me, Lord. If you think there's a way I could ever repay all I've taken from you, maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself. Hold my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus. I know what I am. And
beautiful harmony. Jason Crabb joined at the end of the song by William Lee Golden and Bill Gaither and Why Me, Lord. And I want to do a couple of shout-outs real quick. And a happy S-O-N day to you. Happy Sunday. I like that, Sharon Crane. Big shout-out and big God bless you to Sharon and Vic Crane listening out in Simi Valley, California. And two very, very precious friends are listening also today that we've been praying for, and that's Don and Sue Estes. God bless you both. You're in my prayers every day. Stephanie Preston says, thanks for the shout out. And the music is great tonight. Give God all the credit, praise for that, Stephanie, if it's true, because I just turn myself over to him. If it's good and you're getting a blessing, it's the good Lord working through me, okay? Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Go! the gods of earth fail and betray me. You alone are truth and life. So I'll worship only at the feet
is so beautiful. Gaither Vocal Band, I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus. Here are the tallies, and greater is He that is in me. The tallies, greater is He that is in me. Here are the McCameys, the Shepherd's Point of View. Mm-hmm. McCamey's and the Shepherd's Point of View. Have you ever heard somebody say, I prayed for this and God didn't answer my prayer? Usually it's a younger person. And, well, we old people will do that occasionally too, unfortunately. But God always answers. It's just not the answer that we're looking for at that moment. But he's got the Shepherd's Point of View. He's at the top of the mountain and he can see. And he can say, that's not good for you, my child. I'm going to say no to that right now. Here are the Whisnets, Even in the Valley.
High upon this mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness. Here above the cares of life, but I've just come through the valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It was there I came to know my God enough to stand and say, even in the valley, God is good. Space.
God is good. This road of life has led you to a valley of defeat. You wonder if the Father has heard your desperate plea. There is hope in that rugged place where tears of sorrow dwell. Can't you hear him gently?
Since this is the Gospel Music Buffet, it's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Today I got down here to the studio a little bit earlier than I usually do, and I had a little bit of extra time. Of course, we're running the show about an hour earlier today, too. But I was looking for a particular song. I love this song called Praise the Lord by the Imperials. And I thought there's, you know, somebody had that I didn't know about him. And, well, there's a lot about gospel music I don't know. There's probably more that I don't know than I do know. And I wish I knew as much about gospel music as I know about secular music, you know, but I don't. But I've been learning the last 6 or 7 years. But somebody had requested Praise the Lord by the Imperials one day. So I went over and I thought, let me go over there and listen to their album a little bit over on Amazon. So I went over to digital music on Amazon. And I found their album, that Praise the Lord. I would play Praise the Lord every Sunday if it wouldn't, turn everybody off. I mean, I love the song. And but I found another one by them, and it really touched my heart. And I hope it touches you in the same way. Here are the Imperials in the same old fashioned way.
There's a place in the back of my mind, a little corner that's reserved for all time. It's sweet home, precious memories, oh, so fine. You know, there's just some things I cannot leave behind. And I still
grows older every day. Yes, it does. And you know, he says that I've changed. Well, I guess, and so have you.
But as time runs out on this life of mine, I know my love for Jesus will be the same.
And I still love.
Isn't that absolutely beautiful? Oh, my goodness. The Imperials in the same old-fashioned way. Here's Greater Vision, Looking for the Grace.
On the horizon of a sky that's blue, a change of weather I know is coming soon. Dark clouds are gathering. Test my faith. What will I ask of God whenever I pray?
I won't be seeking for answers in advance, nor to be delivered from this trying circumstance. Won't be begging for freedom from the pain, just asking for God to hold my hand again.
I'm looking for the grace.
The hurt or special treatment that I know I don't deserve. Won't ask to be lifted from the mire, just praying for grace to shield me from the fire.
I'm looking for the grace to come and help me through this trial. I want to feel the wonder while in the storm that makes me smile. I'm looking for the peace that transcends each worry I face. I'm looking for the helper to come my way. Not looking for the great escape, I'm looking for the grace.
I'm looking for the grace
to come and help me through this trial. I want to feel the wonder while in the storm that makes me smile.
I'm looking for the peace
that transcends each worry I face. I'm looking for the helper to come my way. The great escape. I'm looking for the great.
That's Greater Vision, Looking for the Grace. Here's Rusty Goodman and Someone to Care.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. When your disappointments come and you feel so there is someone that really cares for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone that'll be a friend.
Rusty Goodman with a beautiful rendition of Someone to Care. And I've got to share this with you. And you may have read it already. For those of you who will be listening to the future broadcast, this is from our precious friend, Sue Estes, made a phenomenal post on here. I sat here reading it, and it just blessed my heart. Sue says, I have a happy hallelujah testimony tonight. In October 2018, I was in Danville, Kentucky, ICU, with a sudden kidney total shutdown. My family was told I was stage 5 terminal, even though dialysis was begun. Now, this was in 2018. After a week, I was sent home on a walker due to muscle loss. I suffered a 98% loss of hearing. Don had to quit his full-time job to care for me and drive me back and forth to Danville Kidney Center for frequent lab work and dialysis monitoring. This was my schedule for the next 12 months until I fell in October 2019 and broke my right arm in two places and shattered my right rotator cuff. I had to park my walker. By January 2020, Don was quickly manifesting symptoms of Parkinson's disease. I had no choice to become his caretaker 24/7. Through it all, from the beginning, our longtime friend, Frank Crabtree Sr., began requesting prayer for us on the Sunday evening gospel buffet. This is how we have come to know some of you through this gathering time. We cherish all of your prayers and still are in serious need for more prayers, and they will be coming your way soon. She says, but tonight I have confirmation from my Egyptian kidney doctor that I have a normal stage zero. Declared healing, a healing of her kidneys. Praise God. Now, Sue pointed out that he's Egyptian because I believe he's of the Muslim faith, and he is just totally blown away by this. Sue says, no more dialysis or search for a kidney transplant. Praise God. This is all a result of prayers, and amazing for a woman of my age, of near 80 years of age. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, God is good. God bless you, Sue. God bless you, Don. Thank you for that testimony. So beautiful.
Promise I've made to you.
That's the Martins and the Promise. Here's a triumphant quartet. We shall overcome.
That is written in His word.
We shall
overcome, we shall triumph, we shall stand in the victory as one.
Calvary's hill's been conquered by our Lord and King,
so the victory is already.
The battle's rage that the fighting will light the darkest sky. But that's the time that I focus on the Word of God and can clearly read the final battle cry.
That's a triumphant quartet, and we shall overcome. Here are the Dove Brothers. He's sending miracles.
Sit down.
I feel the grasp of doubt and fear send me a miracle. Lord, send your touch, for there's power in your hand, Lord, and just a touch will do. I need a miracle to take me through. He's sending miracles down. Along to guide my way. So if I can just believe, and if I can only receive, I'll get a miracle. Sit down to me. So if I can just believe, and if I
That's the Dove Brothers, He's Sending Miracles. Would you join me in prayer, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this time of fellowship. And Lord, I thank you for letting this sinner saved by grace bring your message of love and mercy and grace through this wonderful gospel music. Lord, again, I ask you to bring healing and peace and comfort to Eastern Kentucky. Father, I'm asking for a special blessing on those who have volunteered their time and their talents to help those in need in Eastern Kentucky. Father, please bless these volunteers in a mighty way. And Lord, please bless all who have given money and donated needed supplies to Eastern Kentucky. And Father, we continue to pray for peace and comfort for those who have had to say goodbye to loved ones in the past few weeks. As you know, Father, we've felt the pain of family and close friends saying goodbye to those dearly loved. And Father, we thank you for the testimony tonight of Sue and Don Estes. And Lord, we continue to pray for our friends, Sue and Don Estes, who could not have made it this far without you. And Lord, they're still struggling each day with pain and debilitating Parkinson's disease. But they can still praise you and glorify your name. And Father, we continue to ask for strength and continued healing for Jan Wilson, who just got back home today after surgery. Oh, Father, there's so many on my prayer list that need strength and healing. Some battling cancer and heart problems and chronic pain, just so much more. Please bless them. Give them the strength and healing they need, Lord. And Father, we ask a very special blessing on our troops stationed throughout the world. And ask a special blessing on all of our first responders, Father. And Lord, please, please send us strong, wise, and godly leaders during this most difficult time for our nation and for our world. Lord, I ask you to please bless everyone who listened tonight and please bless those who will listen to this program in the future. Father, lead, guide, and direct us each day in every way, in everything that we do. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And God, we thank you for your grace that renews every day. Father, forgive me where I have failed you. All these things I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Perry's I Claim the Blood. You have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet. It'll be rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It has been my blessing to be your host, and I hope you got a blessing from the program tonight. Now, I started an hour earlier than I did last week, and I'm sure all of you are losing patience with me. And I'm so sorry, but I've had to schedule the way I did last week and the way I did this week for reasons. So please understand that and know that I'm just trying to do my best. And with that, I need to do a shout out to Kathy Parker down in Brighton, Tennessee. We did one earlier, and And you might find one of your favorite groups in the show, maybe a couple of times, Kathy. I'll send you, if I get the recorded version of the show uploaded, okay, Kathy, I'll send you a copy of that if you want to listen to it. God bless you. And thank you so much for tuning in. So you heard me talking about the Imperials and Praise the Lord, and that song has just been weighing on me tonight. And I feel like if I don't play it, I'm not following the will of God. And so I'm going to go out with that tonight. I try to put like so many weeks in between songs to keep the music sounding fresh, to give you a blessing. But I'll tell you what, I think this song is going to bless everybody tonight. This show has been a blessing to me, and to hear Sue's and Don's testimony. Sue is I've known them since back in the 70s. I met them at a Full Gospel businessman's meeting. And they're just wonderful folks, just absolutely wonderful people. When I hear of, you know, things that have transpired like that, the miraculous things, we can only go out with one song. And that's this one by the Imperials. It's called Praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and have a super week coming up. Thank you so much for listening.
Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won.